Good morning, it's Mika Paikala from the Hyatt Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco with a Google I.O. 2011 Day 1 Wrap-Up. So in another audio boo or post, I'll do a proper trip report, which of course a trip report talks more about the journey than the destination. But here in this recording, focusing on the Google I.O. conference day one, it's a two-day conference. And so the conference started out with a keynote with many new Google product and service announcements. The Google Music service, they're making music, movies, and other media-type services available in the cloud, meaning on the internet, so that you don't have to worry about where the song or the movie or the media file is physically located, so you can theoretically play them from any number of devices that you have connected. So the music service is at music.google.com, and you should go there and request a beta invitation. Hopefully, maybe some of you have even done that already. I'm not sure how quickly they're giving them out, but definitely head over to music.google.com. They also announced some interesting Android-based accessories. The example they gave was an exercise bike that you would interface with an Android phone or tablet or a similar device, and that could have some accessibility and usability implications of being able to configure something like a treadmill or an exercise bike via an alternative option, a non-visual option, that is. Now, they also announced in the keynote that everybody at the show, which I think is about 5,000 people, would receive a Galaxy tablet. And I actually swung over to the Samsung booth and took a look at it. And it does very much resemble an iPad, the form factor of the device, that is. Although it has fewer buttons, it basically has a volume button on the side, a slider switch, and then a power switch. But it doesn't have the traditional Apple home button or a keyboard. I actually have to pick my tablet up this morning. I got to the pickup area, which is in the lobby of the Moscone Convention Center, a little after 6, and apparently they had shut down the system, but they assure me that they still have them left. I'm just thinking to myself all day, like, I don't want to get there and have them run out, but, you know, they probably have 10,000 of them sitting in the back room somewhere. And I actually also read a tweet that they're also giving away some type of Samsung Verizon hotspot to use with the tablet and hopefully any other device. And I'm curious if that's 4G or not. I have a MiFi Verizon device, and it would be cool if it is 4G. So it sounds like the tablet is definitely not accessible out of the box. The people at the Google accessibility, they call it office hours, so it's basically, you know, you can go and talk to them, said that I could bring it by and they would set it up, which is a far cry from Apple's out-of-box experience. But it will be interesting to play with an Android device. So they have two floors of sort of exhibits, if you will, and a lot of that is in a kind of a sandbox area on the second floor, kind of smaller companies, and then more traditional exhibits on the third floor with typically Android device makers. So that's, and then there were some keynotes and sessions and networking opportunities, and still some interesting things with Google TV and accessibility, kind of bringing accessibility to a space where it wasn't present. That's definitely an encouraging sign. Also, announcements about Ice Cream Sandwich, which will kind of bridge all the versions of Android together. So in other words, all your Android devices would run Ice Cream Sandwich instead of Honeycomb, which is the current operating system on tablets, and there's a different one for phones. So everything in Q4 2011 will culminate in this Ice Cream Sandwich operating system of Android. And they had a good party at the end.